Old School 100.3 Soulful Sunday. Joining us is we're talking about one of the classy singers of all time.
Oh yeah.
And one of my favorite songs, several of my favorite songs have been done by her. Love Under New Management, so many great songs. Mickey Howard, welcome to Soulful Sunday.
Well, thank you so much.
Hi darling, how are you?
I am excellent.
Yes, you are. And you have been working on new music. Tell us about your new project.
Oh, well, I'm so proud of my new project. I'm a producer on the record company. Well, I did get some help from some...
You need some interns.
Sometimes I do brag on myself, and then everybody's mad at me. It's like, I wrote this, and I did that. But I got some help from some good producers, like John Nettlesby, who did Until You Come Back to Me, and just some really fantastic musicians. Most of the CD is live. Most of the music, because and it's like 22 songs, so we had to put it out in intervals of five, like EPs. So the first EP is out, I Choose to Be Happy, and it's a wonderful record. There's a song on there with myself and the rapper Too Short, who I adore, and it's just great music. Come Share My Love, a live version, 2014, you know, spin on it. It's, you know, we have David Ruffin Jr., on there, who did a duet with me. So it's a good record.
The record industry has changed. As you well know, Mickey, it is so different than the record industry you first came into some years ago. How has social media helped or hurt you in your career currently?
I am having so much fun with social media. I love social media.
Okay.
I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. You know, Instagram is Mickey That MikiThat. And Twitter is Mickey Howard Live, and then I have a few Facebook pages, one that I operate myself, and then a face, you know, just a fan page. And I really enjoy it because, you know, you get to hear and know what people are, you know, thinking and saying, and it's like sitting at a round table and discussing many things. I don't really really read anything bad about myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't Google me.
I hear you. I hear you. What do you think about the new generation of singers who get into Twitter wars and fight with their fans? What do you think about all of that crazy madness?
I don't think anything about it. I mean, it comes and it goes. It's like, you know, when it gets to the point, maybe somebody's shooting somebody or something like that. Maybe.
Yeah.
But if you want to say what you want to say, you know, I feel like, you know, the world is becoming smaller. And we're all able to sit at a table, like I said, and discuss and say whatever. And if you have a family, you should know, you know, sisters, brothers argue, fight, don't talk for years, you know. I mean, and then all of a sudden it's all like, I love my sister, though, you know. That's how we are, you know, as people. I feel like, hey, if you are my real sister, okay, I'm going to tell you, don't you ever say no shit like that to me.
Okay.
You're my sister. And then at the end of the day, now let's go eat. Where are the kids? And right. I think that we're coming to that as a whole.
You
know what I'm saying? And so people are going to say stuff, you know.
Right.
They're going to have opinions. And so what? You have to build your own world. And be able to close your doors and say, hey, what's in here is X, Y, and Z, period.
Touring, are we going to see you in the Philadelphia, Delaware Valley anytime soon?
I most certainly hope so. I plan on working this year as much as possible to support the record. And hopefully I'll get down there.
Philadelphia misses you, Mickey Howard. We want to see you here very soon. The new record again is called
I Choose to Be Happy.
I love that title.
Love it.
I love it. You are making an active choice in your well-being.
What's your favorite Mickey Howard song?
Oh, yeah, good question.
Well, I enjoy singing Ain't Nobody Like You. I really like that. And then, you know, there's several, like Imagination.
I love Imagination. I'm so glad you said it because that's my favorite Mickey Howard song.
Oh, I love to, you know, I don't really perform it a lot because it's so hard to duplicate the we had the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, and we had some very intricate arrangements on there that make it extremely beautiful. And sometimes the musicians don't have enough time to work with the song and bring it to its proper level. So I don't do it if I don't have enough time to work with the band or something like that, you know?
But that's one of my favorites as well, Mickey. We really appreciate
Come
you.
Share My Love is my favorite.
Okay, Derek likes Come
Can
Share
I
My
Love.
Can
I get a little of it right now?
Uh-uh.
Okay. I love it. She said no.
I woke up like this.
She said no.
She
that's
woke up like this. Okay.
She's like, mm-mm, honey, listen to the record. Tell them to go buy the record, Mickey. Tell them to play.
That's why we record it. That's why we record it. So whenever you want to hear it like that, you can.
All right. Well, Mickey, tell us again where people can find your new music.
Hi, I'm located at MickeyHowardMedia.com.
Okay.
MickeyHowardMedia.com.
There you go. It's available right there. And Mickey, thank you for joining Derek and myself on Soulful Sunday. Good to hear from you. We can hear the joy and the bliss in your voice, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I'm really happy.
We can hear the lilt. Although Derek is sitting here disappointed that you wouldn't sing to him.
A little bit.
He's going to play that record. He's going to play that record.
I'll play it. I got it. I'm going to play it.
He's going to play it now.
I want to get you guys one of the new CDs. So.
Okay, cool.
That sounds great. Mickey, thank you for joining us today on Soulful Sunday on Old School 100.3.